How we doing, everybody? Today on this Wednesday morning, we're going to go through the pitcher rankings on Underdog's best ball draft site and look at who we like, who we don't like, because I've noticed I've done a little over 20 best ball drafts, and I've noticed that a lot of these guys are not picking good pitching staffs. And I think that's a way we could take advantage of this this best ball season, I guess, because I've gone over the last two or three drafts, every roster, and there's maybe one or two other rosters that have a similar pitching staff as mine, but for the most part, these guys are punting pitcher outside of like one top five round pick. So I think this is a good way to get an edge and win. I'm not saying win the $5,000 in the bunt or whatever, but definitely get through your tournament. And this is also helping just season-long in general, because in best ball, you only need three daily starting pitchers, technically. But you obviously got to draft more. I've been drafting between 7 and 8 starting pitchers, depending on how I feel about and what pick I have. But overall, I'm going to go through the pitching rankings that Underdog has and just kind of highlight guys I like, guys I haven't drafted at all or don't plan on drafting, and guys that may be too low or too high. But starting at the top, DeGrom, great option. I've taken him quite often in the first round. Gerrit Cole, I haven't as often as DeGrom. I've been a little hesitant on Gerrit Cole just because he is the best starter in the Yankees stable. He's a solid option, but the next guy, Bieber, I've taken a lot more. But Cole, he was down last year a little bit. It's 94 strikeouts in 73 innings. It's a weird year. We're just going to chalk that up as a weird year. But he just, I don't know if he was top 7 pick good. And I don't love it as an option here. As much as DeGrom and as much as Bieber, who was dominant last year, 122 Ks and 77 innings, 10 quality starts. I mean, this guy was unreal. He's not going to have as good as the team around him with no Lindor, but he's still probably my second favorite pitching option behind DeGrom. He hasn't looked great this spring, but I'm not too worried about that. Trevor Bauer, he's kind of going in that late first, early second round range. And I've only drafted him once. I'd rather get to this next tier. See, Trevor Bauer to me is in a tier of his own, because you have the top three, then you have Bauer. Then these next four guys are just, I'm just worried about the Dodger stigma a little bit and a little regression from Bauer. I'm not saying he's not a great pitcher. I don't really want to spend a late first on him, even an early second. If you have the 12th pick, I'd almost consider going to this next tier where you have Scherzer, who was a little bit down last year. I won't lie, he's getting a little up there in age, but he's still a dominant force. He's going to pitch a lot. He's still their ace in Washington. So Scherzer for me is definitely the top this next tier. Then you have Darvish, Giolito, and Nola. Okay, this tier is my favorite tier. I'd rather take that big stud bat early if I can, unless I could get DeGrom, and then load up on one of these, if not two of these guys in this tier, because Darvish, Giolito, Scherzer, Nola, I love all of these guys. Now, it's hard to kind of distinguish between Darvish, Giolito, and Nola. What I've done is kind of just mixed and matched them if I do multiple drafts in a day, just because it's like you want to get as much exposure to these three guys as you can. Darvish being on a new team could be a little worrisome, I guess, not knowing how they're going to use him, how they're going to handle him, but I think he'll be fine. That's a big ballpark he's in San Diego, and that's a great team, so there should be wins. And the NL West outside of the Dodgers is pretty bad, so he should beat up on the Giants and Diamondbacks and Rockies other than when he pitches in Colorado, but I don't even think that matters too much. Giolito can beat up on the AL Central's bad offenses because he is in the best offense. I think Giolito honestly might be my favorite option here and the safest option. He's probably going to pitch the most innings of this group. 97 Ks in 72 innings last year. And like I said, he's going to play the Tigers a lot, the Royals a lot, who are improved. I'll give the Royals, they are improved offensively. Not great, but they're improved. The Indians' offense is terrible, unfortunately, for us Cleveland fans. And the Twins' offense is good, but if that's the best offense you have to face, that's not too bad. And then Nola in the NL East. NL East is tough, but Nola's going to pitch a lot of innings. He had 96 Ks in 71 innings, 67 quality starts. He's going to get some wins. I think the Phillies are decent. He's going to be there. He's going to be their innings eater and beast. So Nola, this tier is a very important tier. Next guy is Walker Buehler. Again, don't have much interest. I think I've only drafted him once out of 25 drafts. The innings just aren't there for me to spend this high of a pick on. Luis Castillo, I love Luis Castillo. He's a stud to me. The ballpark is not ideal, but I think this guy is an absolute monster. 89 Ks in 70 innings. You'll take that from a guy like him at this pick. So, love Castillo here. Jack Flaherty, taking Jack Flaherty a lot. He only threw 40 innings last year, but again, in a weird year, I'm not too worried about that. He'll be the ace in St. Louis on a good St. Louis team. I really like Jack Flaherty. Blake Snell, I haven't drafted yet at all because I don't know what the heck's going to happen with him, how many innings he's going to pitch, if he's going to go more than 5 innings in a start. So I've just stayed away from Snell. Tyler Glasnow, on the other hand, the one that stayed in Tampa, I do like a little bit more. I think he has the highest upside. His strikeout rate is insane. He just doesn't go that deep into games either, but if anyone's going to do it, it would be Glasnow over Snell to me. So I'll take the risk with Glasnow more often than not. Lance Lynn, the second, the number two in Chicago behind Giolito, is a beast. Just going to throw a crap ton of innings. 89 Ks in 84 innings. You'd like to see that number a little higher, but the innings is what you like to see here. He's just going to be out there a lot, soaking up innings. Brandon Woodruff, I haven't drafted a whole lot of because he's right next to Lynn. I've just taken Lynn more, but I don't hate Woodruff at all. The Brewers should be decent, and he is their best pitcher. Next is Kershaw again. Haven't drafted him at all. I just hate the Dodgers pitcher situation. Zach Gallen, I was until I heard the news on Sunday that he has a sprain in his elbow, but it's not Tommy John related, so it's not as worrisome. I have drafted him quite a bit, so he might not start till mid-April. So I'm going to hold off at this point for the drafts I do from now on Zach Gallen, who I do like. And on top of that, he was supposed to have an innings limit anyway. This next, the two-headed monster in Minnesota of Maeda and Berrios, I think I might lean Maeda here. He's bound to go more innings, but I've taken both of them probably about equally. It just seems that Maeda goes before Berrios, and I've just gotten to Berrios a tad bit more, who I'm not mad about. The strikeout numbers just aren't really that great, but he'll get you the innings you need. Sonny Gray and Patrick Corbin. Gray's not healthy right now. He's dealing with the back issue that plagued him last season. And Patrick Corbin can't throw 90 miles an hour anymore, so I'm fading these guys. Strasburg's healthy again. As a mid-round, 6th, 7th round pick, I don't mind Strasburg. Just be ready for that long IL stint if you do draft him. Corbin Burns I do like too. He's a big strikeout guy. I just worry about the innings with him, but he's kind of like a cheaper Glasnow, so I would take a risk on Burns. Zach Greinke, the next guy, absolutely love Zach Greinke. I've drafted him probably the most of any pitcher. He's the ace in Houston. He's not going to strike out it like he used to, but he's going to give you the innings you need, so I like him. Max Fried I haven't drafted really at all. I'd rather go to the next guy, Hyunjin Ryu, who's going to be the ace in Toronto. He's just going to pitch a bunch of innings, get you the little over a strikeout in an inning, 72 Ks and 67 innings last year. I'll take that. Zach Wheeler's not going to strike out anybody, but he's going to be out there a lot. Only 53 strikeouts and 71 innings, but honestly, I'll just take the safety with Zach Wheeler. Ian Anderson, the innings, he's young. He only pitched 32 innings last year, but had 41 Ks. He should be locked into that rotation in Hotlanta, so I have taken some on Anderson. Carrasco is going to miss, 8 weeks minimum with a torn hamstring, so obviously I'm not really interested in Carrasco there. There's a couple guys a little later that maybe I'll take a flyer on that are hurt. Germán Márquez, this is a little worrisome. I think I've drafted him twice just because of the ballpark. I mean, he's going to pitch there quite often. It's hard. He's not a bad pitcher. I wish he would go somewhere else, but it's just so hard to pick an ace in Coors. Denelson Lamet is not going to start the season with the team or in the rotation. So he, at this high of a pick, I'm not that interested. Charlie Morton and Kyle Hendricks are similar to me. They're both going to pitch a lot of innings. Charlie Morton, it seems like he's back on track from where he was in the playoffs. So in Atlanta now, I do like Charlie Morton a little bit, but I think there's a couple guys a little lower we can get to that I like better. Kyle Hendricks, I do like, just not a big strikeout guy, but he'll get you the innings. Definitely in play. Plesac, everybody's talking about Plesac as an Indians fan. I am nervous about him because his best starts came against Detroit and Kansas City, so I'm not as high on Plesac as everybody else. Chris Paddock, worry about the innings a lot. He regressed last year. I'd almost rather take a flyer on Joe Musgrove, his new teammate, than Chris Paddock himself. Kevin Gausman's interesting. He's probably the best pitcher in San Francisco. So I'll take a flyer or two on Gausman. Jesus Luzardo is a very talented young pitcher, so I have taken flyers on Luzardo. Big strikeout guy. Not a bad, in a good ballpark. Dylan Bundy started the season hot last year, but definitely fell off as the year went on. So Bundy is in play for me. I've drafted him quite a bit. Not a huge strikeout guy. 72 and 66 innings last year. Sixto, I haven't really messed around with Sixto. I worry about the injury risk and the innings. Eduardo Rodriguez in Boston. I didn't pitch at all last year because of COVID. I'm worried about him. I haven't drafted him at all. And I worry about the ballpark as well. Robbie Ray, I've drafted a couple times. He had a terrible year last year in Toronto after he got traded. But I am interested in him this year. Lance McCullers, worry about the innings, worry about the injury risk. But he's in that Tyler Glass now. He can get, if you get to him, it's not a bad option. The strikeout numbers weren't there last year. Basically a strikeout an inning, but it's not terrible. This group right here of Alcantara and Kluber and Stroman are all interesting. Alcantara to me is going to break out this year. Big fan of him. He should be drafted higher than this. Kluber, I worry about. He's only thrown 28 innings the last 2 years, but he's probably the number two with the Yankees, so that does interest me a tad bit. Stroman, I don't know what to think of Stroman. He said on a podcast I listened to that he's poised for the best year of his career. We'll see. Andrew Heaney, I do like Andrew Heaney late. One of the better pitchers for the Angels. Good strikeout guy, over a strikeout an inning, don't hate it. Pablo Lopez, I think he's not as good as Alcantara, but he's in that range in Miami. Frankie Montas worries me a little bit. The injury risk, there's a lot of things. I'm not a huge Montas guy. As we get down here a little lower, you got Aaron Civale, I really like. I've drafted him quite a bit, not just because I'm an Indians fan, it's just I think he's being drafted too low. But as we go down the list, Dallas Keuchel stands out. ADP of 171. I've gotten him a lot late. He's just going to eat a lot of innings, not strike out anybody, but just be a solid pitcher for you as like a fifth starter. Bumgarner, I'm a little worried about Bumgarner. I just don't think he has it anymore on a bad Arizona team. And as you really go down the list, James Paxton's probably the best pitcher in Seattle. You say Kikuchi, that's the argument. It's him or Paxton. But the rest is Kyle Gibson. I mean, until you get to like Dylan Cease, who should get a good opportunity to pitch in Chicago. You have Syndergaard down here, who supposed to come back from injury. Kwon-Hung Kim for St. Louis should be in the starting rotation. Christian Javier should be for Houston. Brad Keller, Spencer Turnbull, these guys are all going to start. Jordan Montgomery, Nate Pearson, but none of them are more than a last seventh or eighth starter just to get to, just to have for injury possibility down the road. And just depth at your pitching options. So All right, guys. Other than that, that's it. But again, my favorite guy in the top tier is DeGrom and Bieber, obviously, and Nola, Giolito, Darvish, Scherzer. That's my favorite range. And then down low, I love Zach Greinke and Aaron Civale and Dallas Keuchel. Those are like my go-to guys. So, all right, guys, have a good one. Do some best ball drafts and enjoy it. Let's go.